soldier, but that isn't enough. We've had to put in U.S. forces. We have 9 battalions there now out of a total strength of some 53,000 or therefore some whatever it is, 11, 12,000 combat personnel. It looks as though the Southeast Mays will need still additional assistance. We're planning therefore to add 6 more battalions, making a total strength along with support forces of about 70 or 75,000.
And how are you going to say you do in the future what's necessary?
Well, I'm not going to say a thing beyond this, and then the questions will come. And then one question will be, well, aren't you going to send some more, or aren't you considering? And I'm going to say that we have all repeatedly said, the President has said, that we'll do what's necessary to assist South Vietnamese when called upon to assist them to preserve their independence, and will not do anything more than is absolutely necessary to achieve that objective.
But you will get us up to 70, what?
70 to 75.
When will they be in there? About 15th July?
Yeah, between the 15th and 25th, I think, Mr. President.
We'll
get in fairly promptly.
The MPs in the House of Commons, labor members, the motion placed before this morning expressed astonishment that announcement of full participation of U.S. troops in the Vietnamese War was left to the State Department's press officer. Letter signed by 50 leftists, Senator Labor Acts, was sent to Wilson a few hours after concluding talks in Shastri. Fulbright made a fairly good statement this morning, said that he thought we ought to do whatever's necessary.
Yeah.
On troops, some of his other stuff's not too good, but on the troops thing, it was good. I'm taking off for the Russell funeral, and I'll see you later.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Bye.